KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy, breezy, and we have 28 degrees in Atlantic. Radar shows a little bit of light snow shower activity still occurring around parts of the listening area. The heavier bands off to northwestern Adair County, portions of Guthrie County, and then into Dallas County. And there's another slightly heavier band that's occurring down from about south central Pottawatomie County through the eastern, or rather the western third of Mills County. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And a winter weather advisory is in effect until 3 p.m. for Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Total snow accumulations from this storm of 2 to 5 inches with locally higher amounts are possible. You should expect lowered visibility and heavier snow bands, and slushy and snow-covered roads and slippery road conditions. Some minor blowing snow remains possible in the rural areas. Latest report from the Iowa Department of Transportation at 511ia.org shows the majority of the roads in southwest and central Iowa are completely covered with snow. Conditions are beginning to improve a bit on Interstate 80 from about Atlantic on north or westward, that is, to the I-29 corridor. And some of the other roads in that same corridor are also beginning to improve. But again, do have extra caution and travel slowly as you go across those roads. There might be some small drifts this morning, and watch out especially for the bridges and overpasses. Well, in the news, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office yesterday said it was seeking information leading to the identity of a man involved in a felony case of animal abuse that occurred around 5 a.m. Friday at the Sapp Brothers truck stop located at the intersection of Interstate 29 and Highway 2 in Percival. Video evidence showed the man exiting his vehicle and brutally murdering a small black dog with a red collar, using his hands and feet, and then taking a photo of the deceased dog with his cell phone. You can see still frame images of both the suspect vehicle and the suspect in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. A tip leading to an arrest may lead to a Crime Stoppers reward. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, recently announced that it has awarded more than $140 million to 11 broadband providers to bring broadband to rural Iowa. The Rural Digital Opportunity Fund Phase 1 auction is the federal program focusing on bringing broadband to 10 million Americans. Nearly all rural locations eligible for the award will receive broadband at speeds of 100 megabits per second download, with nearly 85% of eligible locations receiving gigabit service. Among the Iowa providers receiving funds is Farmers Mutual Cooperative Telephone Company, or FMCTC, in Harlan, which will receive $12,447. Iowa budget experts say the state revenue will increase very slowly through next year as the economy continues to gradually emerge from the coronavirus pandemic recession. A three-member revenue estimating conference is tasked by state law with coming up with revenue projections in December that Governor Kim Reynolds must use in crafting a state budget for next year. The group met Friday and decided to increase revenue projections for the budget year that begins July 1st by $38.7 million above the current year. That's a minuscule 0.5% increase and provides for revenue of $7.97 billion. They anticipate revenue growth for the following 2022 budget year at 3.7%. The latest information from the state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning shows deaths related to COVID are at 3,197. The IDPH says 2,930 deaths are the result of underlying causes and 267 have a contributing factor. Long-term care facility deaths currently amount to 1,131. Long-term care facility outbreaks are up from 140 on Friday to 146 today. The number of positive cases of COVID statewide is up 1,925. To more than 255,000, at 255,010. Iowa reports 14-day positivity rate of 15.4% and a 7-day rate of 11.1%. Hospitalization data show 820 are hospitalized across the state with COVID or symptoms of COVID. That's 7 less than yesterday. 170 COVID patients are in an ICU. That's down slightly from Friday. 125 were admitted and 94 are on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, Region 4, hospitals report 48 hospitalized with COVID, 12 in an ICU, 4 were admitted, and 6 COVID patients are on a ventilator. In Cass County, there are 8 more cases, positive cases of the virus, for a total of 914. Adair and Adams counties each have 5 new cases for a total of 509 and 211, respectively. Audubon County has 3 new positive cases for a total of 327. Guthrie County, 2 more for 842. Montgomery County has increased 19 positive cases to 602. Pottawatomie County jumped 87 to 7,395 since the pandemic began. Shelby County, it was up 6 to 852. Iowa reported more than 2,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday as Governor Kim Reynolds' administration allowed school districts to keep offering 100% online instruction for the coming week for tens of thousands of students. The Iowa Department of Education granted waivers allowing the school districts in Des Moines, the state's largest, and the suburb of Johnston to continue teaching online until Christmas break begins. Iowa City Schools said the department also granted its waiver, but that it would nonetheless return to 50% instruction on Monday, citing the late notice. Under the governor's policy, districts can move online for 2 weeks if their county's 14-day positivity rate exceeds 15%. President-elect Joe Biden says he has had to do a bit of persuading to convince former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack to agree to serve again as the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Biden introduced Vilsack and 4 other members of his domestic policy team on Friday, 3 of whom served in the Obama administration.
They bring deep experience and bold new thinking. Above all, they know how government should and can work for all Americans. For Secretary of Agriculture, I nominate Tom Vilsack, an outstanding 2-term governor of Iowa, the best Secretary of Agriculture I believe this country's ever had.
Vilsack is the only member of Obama's cabinet to serve all 8 years in the same role.
He wasn't anxious to come back. He wasn't looking for this job, but I was persistent. And I asked him to serve again in this role because he knows the USDA inside and out. He knows the government inside and out. We need that experience now.
Biden credited Vilsack for leading feeding programs and other USDA initiatives to lead the nation out of the Great Recession. And he says the USDA has a critical role in the pandemic as studies indicate hunger is an issue for at least 1 in 4 American children. Vilsack, who will turn 70 this Sunday, said he feels enormously lucky and grateful for the opportunities he's had in life.
Thinking back on the path of my life, where it began in an orphanage in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to Iowa, where my incredible wife, Christy, and I raised our family, to standing here today, being given a chance to serve our country once again. But unfortunately and tragically, not all have experienced those possibilities. So I consider it my duty and my responsibility to help expand those possibilities for all Americans at the USDA.
Vilsack said one of his first tasks will be to guiding the department's pandemic response. Vilsack has been president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council since February of 2017. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Lois Peters, age 90, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lois Peters will be today at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Terry Loud Lippold, age 68, of Shelby, died December 4th. Memorial services for Terry Loud Lippold will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jerry Bobo Plambeck, age 72, of Persia, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Private family services for Jerry Bobo Plambeck will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Max DeVault, age 80, of Colo, died Sunday at the Crest Ridge Care Center in Maquoketa. Public graveside services for Max DeVault will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Colo Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brenda Brown, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Brenda Brown will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Deborah Faustin, age 68, of Greenfield, died November 22nd. A celebration of life for Deborah Faustin will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Marilyn Graybill, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Marilyn Graybill will be this next Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Norman Crow, Jr., age 64, of Exira, died Tuesday. Services for Norman Crow, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. Norman Holcomb, age 94, of Mount Air, died Tuesday. No services are planned for Norman Holcomb. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. And Gregory Allen Reed, age 69, died Friday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Services for Gregory Reed are pending at this time. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.